Are we going on some kind of run? Hmm. Are we going on some kind of crazy 2015 acid trip? Or is this kind of like 2 years ago or a lot like 2016? We're here, we fart, and then we disappear. We pass some wind, and then we're gone. That's the question for the 2024 New York Mets. So I ask you, Tiki Barber, is this going to be a fart in the wind, or are we about to go on an insane trip with the 2024 New York Mets?
I think this wild card series is going to be a three-gamer, and I think it's going to be dramatic. And I think they get to the divisional round and probably lose there.
So you're
That's my gut.
Okay.
That's my gut.
All right, so the Mets are going to give us some fun, and then we're going to have our hearts broken by the city of Philadelphia.
Let down, and then the conversations about Pete Alonso are going to start becoming hot and heavy because he didn't do XYZ with runners in scoring position in a game that mattered.
That's already started, by the way.
That's what's going to happen. That's my feel.
Okay. Sean Morash, who I must say, and you'll hear some clips a little bit later on, did a marvelous job yesterday during the audio watch party. Not fair and balanced at all, but very entertaining. Sean, what's going to happen now?
Mets carry momentum, win today, lose tomorrow on a Diaz blown save.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you hate
and just
Diaz.
Goes quiet into the night in game three.
See, that description, Tiki, would crush my soul. Like, one win away.
Because of the Diaz thing.
Well, one win away from going to play Philadelphia to Diaz blows the game and then a quiet, meekly lost game three. Yeah, see, that's where things would change. But now we hand the podium to the positive one.
Let's hear Tommy.
Some call him the prophet of positivity himself.
Tommy.
I believe in positive Tommy. I do believe in positive Tommy. That's why I'm letting you go before me. Maybe you'll inspire me.
Evan, yesterday one chapter was written, but the book of the 2024 Mets is not completed. In fact, 24 years later, the Mets are going to finish their story. See, Evan, I never forget. I have a very, very, very long memory. And I've been waiting 24 years for this moment, Yankee fans. 24 years, we right a wrong, and we finish our story on your hallowed grounds this time.
Wow.
In the Bronx.
The prophet.
Evan and I with Frank Sinatra blasting in the speakers.
Dramatic.
Humping each other.
Yeah, Luke could be humping me that day.
Sure will.
The prophet of positivity is taking Don't Make Plans for October to a brand new level. Mm. He's saying the Mets finished their story in the South Bronx in early November. Wow. Yeah, I think we're probably going to lose the next two games, and that'll be it. And then we'll have big arguments about, hey, was this a fun season? Was it a waste of time? How do we feel? That's how I think this thing goes.